morning, friends. Welcome to another rousing edition of Beats and Eats. I'm Rick. I am joined for every Beats and Eats by Donna, the rock and roll chef. She travels up and down local roads looking for great, unusual establishments to have a bite, a snack, maybe catch some live music, or do all at the same time. Good morning, Donna. It's great to see you.
Good morning, Rick. It's great to see you, too.
Thanks. Beats and Eats is brought to you by Willow Pond Sheep Farm in Gardner, New York, the area's only sheep dairy. Selling sheep milk and sheep yogurt, check out their market dates available at willowpondsheep.com. Taste NY Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. The Shawangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tasting. Find out more at gunkswine.com and by Kenco Outfitters. Outdoor clothing, footwear, and play gear on Route 28 in Kingston. KencoOutfitters.com. Donna, where have you been?
Okay, I've been everywhere. Hudson Valley is really booming with new restaurants.
Really? They're popping up?
I mean, I don't know if you remember, but a couple weeks ago I talked about a new restaurant in Saugerties, Little Johnny's.
Yeah.
Little Johnny's.
Yeah.
And this week I went to a relatively new restaurant in New Paltz. It's been open since June. It's called Shorty's.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, Shorty's is located at 81 North Chestnut Street in New Paltz. And for decades, it was a dairy bar / pizza lounge. But now it is Shorty's, and it's making my favorite food on earth, the hot dog.
That's your favorite food on earth?
Yes, that and pizza.
Okay.
Hot dogs and pizza. You know, no fine dining here.
It's very simple comfort food.
It is. The hot dogs there they make are absolutely delicious. I'm going to get into all that. Okay. Just so I want to tell you a little bit about the building. As I said, it's been open for decades. It's made in the 50s, the building. It's got that retro, like 50s drive-through feel, but they've redesigned a lot of it, and now it kind of looks like a hot dog tiki bar.
Oh.
It's got palm trees and potted plants, hanging plants. You could sit inside, outside. They have cocktails for adults. And they've got lots of pinball for the kids.
And it's hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs?
They've got a lot of other things, too. But I'm going to highlight the hot dogs because that's what I went for.
All right.
Had the plain one first with just regular mustard. It was an all-beef hot dog. You can also get it vegan.
Okay.
It was absolutely scrumptious. It just had the right amount of seasoning. The bun was great. And then, of course, I had to try the chili spiked beans one. It was delicious. It was smoky. It had crunchy white onions on top. An excellent, excellent hot dog. They have lots of other things on the menu, like I said.
Did you put mustard on top of that one?
Nope.
Okay.
Didn't need it.
Okay.
They've got, like I said, sandwiches, salads, nachos, wings. And I had the fried Brussels sprouts. They were excellent. You dipped them in a lemon aioli. You know, it was better than a potato chip, for God's sake.
And more healthy.
And a little bit healthier, yep. They've got a lot of things on their menu. Like I said, it used to be a dairy bar, so they have kept the ice cream. And they made us try one of their ice creams called a pineapple Dole Whip. It was vegan. It was absolutely the best ice cream I've ever had. It was so creamy and had the pineapple in it. It was excellent.
I know, like that's a big special treat at Disney World.
Yes.
The pineapple Dole Whip.
Yeah, it was so good. I mean, it was excellent. And they have
refreshing.
The other hot
sauce. It is totally refreshing and made out of coconuts.
Oh, is it?
Milk. And coconut. Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff.
It is good. It was one. We were shocked. We couldn't believe how good it tastes.
Mm.
They have the other flavors too, the regular soft serve.
Yeah.
But I noticed something on the menu that really was kind of unique.
And what?
I'm a football fan.
Okay.
And they've got these things. It's called the Hot Dog Tower. It's a special they run where you can get 12 mini hot dogs with 3 sides and all condiments for X amount of dollars. I mean, I would go get it for game day. because it's just the perfect thing to put down at your table and watch the game with.
Oh, that's super cool. And you could just dip the little weenies in sauce?
Yes, and all the condiments and the different sides they have. Everything is made in-house.
Mm.
That's very important.
Okay? All the sauces, all the condiments.
Yes, all the side dishes, the coleslaw, the beans.
Cool.
Everything is made in-house. Shorty's is open Wednesday through Sunday from 2 to 10. And leaf season starting, apple cider donuts, all that's going on at the Gunks across the river. Got to stop at Shorty's.
Makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect. You can go get a hot dog and walk around New Paltz, look at the mountains, look at the leaves. It's just great.
I'm just blown away that simply hot dogs are one of your favorite foods.
I love hot dogs.
I mean, you're a complex chef and presenter of food of delicious range. And
no, I always like simple things.
Yeah.
I just, it's the simple things in life, as they say.
Tell me their website.
It's shortiesnewyork.com on the web and also on Instagram. You can go and look and see what they've got. And it's a great place. It's a friendly vibe. Eli was the server that took care of us. He was terrific.
Hey, this is Eli from Shorty's. We're located on 81 Chestnut Street in New Paltz. If you want to have some hot dogs, some smash burgers, and some cocktails, and play some pinball, come join us soon.
We're going back soon.
All right. Well, all the best. Have a veggie dog for me.
Yeah, they have them there, too.
Can't wait. I'm going to have to go check it out. Shorty's on Chestnut Street in New Paltz. Donna, the Rock and Roll Chef, how can folks get in touch with you? Maybe suggestions or comments?
Beats and Eats, WKZE at gmail.com.
Perfect. And we can't wait till 2 weeks to see you again and hear from you. And I hope you get to go somewhere very cool.
I already have an idea where I'm going.
You've got some spots in mind. Okay, Beats and Eats is brought to you bi-weekly by Willow Pond Sheep Farm in Gardner, the area's only sheep dairy selling sheep milk and sheep yogurt. Market dates available at willowpondsheep.com. Taste NY Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Shawangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. And by Kenko Outfitters, outdoor clothing, footwear, and play gear on Route 28 in Kingston. Donna, you want to hear some music for your ride out?
Absolutely, rock and roll.